Feel like your life's too busy to go back to school? With Miller Mott College's online programs, you decide when and where you learn. Have time for what matters while still reaching your goals. Visit miller-mott.edu. That's miller-mott.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. We have a little clip. So why don't you go ahead and play that little clip? Because, boy, does he make a good point.
This is organized domestic terrorism. The purpose of domestic terrorism is to obtain, through violence and intimidation and the threat of violence, a change in politics or policy that cannot be obtained through lawful democratic means. So when you have a 10-car ramming attack with armed attackers clearly intending to murder ICE officers in the conduct of their duties, what else can you call that? Right? Remember, the central issue that was litigated in 2024 was whether or not to turn back the border invasion. Americans voted to send the illegals home. The invasion that took place was one of the greatest crimes that had ever happened in the history of this country. And now that ICE officers are simply trying to execute on the mandate of the last election and the laws that were passed by Congress, they have been the victims of an unceasing campaign of violence and intimidation and terrorism. As Secretary Noem said, there are now bounties on the heads of ICE officers. They have to shield their families' identities at school and in public. They're being constantly doxxed and threatened with assassination. Again, we're just days from an attempted mass assassination of ICE officers at an ICE facility. And the response to that has been to try to, for example, in Chicago, to try to prevent ICE officers from being able to enter key parts of the city to conduct their responsibilities. This is an all-out campaign of insurrection against the sovereignty of the United States because the Democrat Party and those who are committing violence in this country do not believe in the legitimacy of the sovereign territory of the United States, and they don't want any of these illegal aliens to go home. So they want to cement by force, by violent force, the invasion that took place between 2021 and 2024. Thank you.
Okay, we're seeing now, Kenny, some of the police in Chicago actually working with the ICE, not against it. We see what happened in Portland, where the police that have been protecting Antifa now have torn down their hideout or whatever.
Their encampment, yeah.
Yeah, their encampment.
Their tent city, pretty much, is what it was.
Yeah, so do you think that that they're starting to surrender? Do you think that that's happened? Because now we're seeing, again, the tide turned against the Democrats. You had that one senator, that a woman, come out, and she really made a really stupid statement. Okay, you know, she said that they were willing to let those on SNAP, 42 million Americans, go hungry because that's the only leverage they had.
Yeah, for leverage.
Yeah, and so they keep playing that over and over. Now, what's happening is the people that are going to be, you know, losing the groceries, not have, and they're going to hear that's all right. It's all right. Now, here's the thing: she's still getting paid.
Oh, of course. They're saying that's one another thing that needs to be fixed here. Is if you have a government shutdown, if you vote for a government shutdown, you're part of the government, you shouldn't be getting paid. How can we put that on someone who's still getting paid? They should not have the power to take away the paycheck from every other government employee if they're still getting paid. That needs to be fixed.
Somebody should tell Chuckie Schumer, huh?
Well, I'm sure he knows.
All right. You know, moving on, you know, there's a Democratic teacher in Florida. She was put on leave after telling her students to refer to her as Mix. In other words, which is supposed to be, what she's supposed to be, binary or gender neutral. Gender neutral. So instead of Mrs. or Miss, Mix. Can you apply that Mix to both male and female? But of course, you really can't, because if you're a Mix, you're neither, huh?
Yeah, that's, I don't understand these people. I mean, I guess that's, I mean, Not that it's really any better, but I guess it's a little better than the they, them. That always drives me crazy every time I see or hear that. Oh, my pronouns are they, them. Yeah, where's the other one? Because that's plural. I only see one of you. Like, so, I mean, I guess that's a little better. And whatever, you want to play pretend, I don't have to play pretend with you. That's you do you, whatever. You play pretend all you want, you know, but I don't have to play along. That's kind of how I feel about that.
If you had a choice for someone referring to you as Mix or Fat Boy, what would you choose?
I'll take Fat Boy every day. Okay. Every day I'll take Fat Boy. That's fine. I've got no shame. I know. I got a nice big belly here.
I don't have to think about that. The answer to that anymore. You answered tonight. Okay. But do you know what Eric Swalwell said? You know who Eric Swalwell is, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's the Feng Feng guy, right? The Chinese spy.
Feng Feng's man, yeah, who was sleeping with a Chinese spy.
Yes, whatever.
He said that any Democrat who's considering running for president, any Democrat, that the people that are going to be hosting the debates, the debate coordinator,
mm-hmm.
Must ask each and every Democrat candidate if they'd be willing to tear down the ballroom at the White House. That if they're not willing to tear down Trump's ballroom, they should not be qualified to run as a presidential candidate.
Why on earth would you do that? I mean, he's making an upgrade to the people's house. On his dime and on the dime of donors, it's not costing the people a penny.
Well, see, that's the whole point. Where have you been? Democrats always want the taxpayer to pick up the bill.
I know. And that's the problem. No, he's making an upgrade that presidents have done this in the board. This isn't something new. I mean, Obama put a basketball court in. Someone put a pool in. At one point, someone put in a movie theater. I can't remember exactly what presidents did what, but, I mean, the White House has been evolving ever since it was first constructed. This is not nothing new. So why would you even consider tearing down something that was newly built?
Haven't you heard anything? Don't you know that Trump's doing that because he wants to destroy history, American history.
He does, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when he took down Jefferson's statue?
Yeah. No, wait, that wasn't him. I don't think that was him.
Oh, no, that's right. That was the Democrats.
That was the Democrats, yeah.
They wanted to, believe it or not, tear Lincoln's statue down. Washington, I'm going to tell you, they wanted to. How many statues did they take down? Jackson?
And it wasn't even, because at first, wasn't it, didn't it start off as Confederate statues?
Yeah.
And then it turned into, the Founding Fathers, too. And Christopher Columbus. Everyone who wasn't George Floyd got a statue pretty much torn down. Or at least they attempted to.
But remember, to them, hypocrisy is something to be embraced.
Yeah,
this
and it's
is
to
why,
be celebrated.
As we go through this thing, I'm going to continue to show the difference between us. You know, tomorrow, you know how they're talking about, well, there's a lot of violence and these shooters are on both sides.
Yeah,
really?
Both sides.
We're going to take a look, because I just did a little history of that, and we'll see that as we go through this week. Now, Did you know that Amazon said that they're about to lay off 35,000 workers? I had no idea that they had that many. And replace them with AI robots. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I knew that was only a matter of time.
Jeez.
I mean, look what they did. Look, and not Amazon, but look what these corporations have done in grocery stores. I refuse to go through the self-checkout line. I don't work there. I'll wait in line for the one cashier that you have there, because her job actually depends on it.
You know what I do? sometimes I go in there, and I'll go up to that self-checkout, and I'll just stand there and see how many women will come over to me and offer help. They do that because they'll see and they'll come over and say, don't you know what you're doing?
You get away with that because of your hair.
Yeah. Anyhow, I can tell you who couldn't get away with it, though. You know who couldn't get away with that?
Who?
Kamala Harris. Do you know that she's out on her book tour? And she's on
is
her
it
book
a coloring
tour.
Book? What? Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Everywhere she goes, she's being heckled. She's being heckled. But listen, not from people on the right, but she's being heckled from those on the left. And now she's getting angry and said, you know, now she's saying she may just run for president again.
Please.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
do.
That's an amazing thing.
I mean, she look, all politicians have a certain amount of, I don't know if you'd call it ego or what, you know, but so she's probably going to throw her hat in the ring again. I cannot imagine her getting one single vote in the primaries. I can't imagine it.
No.
Going to Iowa, going on, I can't imagine her getting a single vote. There's got to be better candidates than Kamala Harris.
You got to think about this. She said that her election against Trump was one of the closest in the history.
No, she's so delusional.
This was absolutely. Maybe that's how certain people stay happy. They believe whatever it is they want to believe.
You know? There might be something to that. There might be something to that because if you can make yourself believe anything, then you've got to use that power to live a happier life.
That's amazing. Guess who they paraded out again today?
Who's that?
Old Joe Biden. They paraded.
Oh, wow.
He came out, and you know what he said to the Democrats?
Blah, 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 blah.
This is a terrible, terrible time. He said, this is a very dark and troubling time, but you have to fight. You have to fight. You have to fight. And where do you think he heard that?
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
Fight, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've heard a couple of people say that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we've heard that before. Yeah. Did you know that a Democrat was just arrested for putting a $45,000 bounty on Pam Bondi?
Wow.
Now, I wondered why he would use $45,000, why he wouldn't just go $50,000 if you're going to go to round it off. Or maybe that's all he could afford was $45,000. What do you think?
I don't know. That's probably all his donor gave him.
So
that's what he was able to. That's what he was able to steal off the books.
Well, he's
who knows?
He's going to go to jail now.
Good.
And speaking of going to jail, Letitia James, she is under tremendous. I can't believe she hasn't resigned already. I had heard that she was about to resign.
She is not going to resign until they'll have to force her out. She will not resign.
Well, she's getting pressure now from her own party, and so the pressure is growing on her. They don't want come election time again to play her tapes where she said she's going to stop Trump. She's going to stop Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran on that, and boy, I'm going to tell you.
I mean, I could see it now. You play the clips of her saying that she's going to go, she's going to get Trump, and then play clips of her saying what she's getting him for, and then you play a clip of her being convicted on the same charge.
Exactly.
That's how that goes. I mean, there's your storyboard right there.
And so the hypocrisy comes out. It's just amazing. Do you know who was troubled and he had to have heavy security because he was threatened? And he was threatened by Joe Biden.
Mm.
that he was going to do what he was told, or he was going to wish he had. And do you know who that was?
No. Who was that?
It was State Senator Joe Manchin.
Oh.
Not State U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, okay? And Manchin had said, well, I'll just read it to you. Let me tell you what Manchin said himself. He said, in his explosive 2025 memoir, Dead Center, in Defense of Common Sense, former West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin exposes shocking details about the Biden regime's relentless campaign to strong-arm him into supporting the multi-trillion-dollar Build Back Better Act. Manchin reveals that Biden and his inner circle waged an aggressive behind-the-scenes pressure campaign, one that left him fearing for his safety and the safety of his family. And according to Manchin, his refusal to back the bill, which he viewed as a far-left wish list crafted by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, made him public enemy number one in the eyes of the White House and the communist activists. Well, they call themselves progressive activists. We know what that is, they're communists.
Mm-hmm.
During a private Oval Office meeting, Biden allegedly grabbed Manchin's arm and pleaded, Joe, the country needs you. Manchin responded, Mr. President, the country needs you too, according to ABC News. And when Manchin went public on Fox News to announce he would not support the Build Back Better bill, the response from the White House was swift and angry. Manchin said he received a hostile voicemail from Biden, followed by a heated phone call in which the president was irate. The two men ended the conversation tensely. Biden reportedly quipped, we have a, I can't use those words here, of Irishman and a, he describes an Irishman and an Italian, and I think we should let things cool off. The pair didn't speak for 3 months. According to Manchin, during an interview on the All In podcast, Biden team quickly turned up the heat using the media, an activist network, to vilify and intimidate him into submission. So he said he feared actually for his family.
Mm-hmm. Now, and just so I kind of have all the context, the words you couldn't use was one of them, contest?
No.
No, okay. I kind of had an idea where he was going with that. But, I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all. Biden's been a bully his entire political career. I mean, look at when he was on the campaign trail. How many times did he allude to that he wanted to take Trump out to the back, to the schoolyard, or out back behind the gym or whatever,
yeah,
to beat him up? You know, I mean, he's tried to strong arm everything, and I think a lot of it worked, because look what happened during his administration.
I wish I had the video of me chasing Biden down the hallway of the Russell Building.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would love to see. I'd watch it every day. Okay. But, yeah, and here's a guy, let me tell you, if him and Trump were to walk out behind the gym, only one of them would be walking back, and it wouldn't be Biden.
I don't think Biden would even get behind the gym. He'd stumble on the way there.
You know, when I think
about it,
he'd
probably knock himself out.
When I think about it, Biden was walking right next to me, you know, I mean, within inches away from me, and he could have tried to smell my hair at any time.
He might have.
Yeah.
He might have. That nose has been well trained.
Well, I'm glad he didn't come up from behind me.
Put his hands on your shoulder.
Well, do you know who? Do you know who has to tell the truth? Who says he just can't lie?
Who? I mean, is this a history lesson, or is this someone new that you're talking about? Because if we're, are we talking about George Washington, or
no, someone who feels that he's greater than George Washington. His name's Gavin Newsom.
Oh,
and he's a Democratic governor.
That is not who I would have thought of.
Who is under fire this week for granting commercial driver's license to illegal immigrants.
I saw that. Wasn't it like 62,000 CDLs given out to illegals?
Yeah, a lot of them couldn't even read. A lot of them can't read anything, can't speak English, never took a test, never took a driving test or anything. Now, he is now making no secret that he's interested in following Donald Trump as the next American president, okay? appearing on Sunday morning on CBS, Newsom answered positively when asked what about his White House ambition. Yeah, I'd be lying otherwise. I'd just be lying.
Nothing and new.
And I'm not. I mean, I can't do that, Newsom said. Oh, my God. He did it with another lie.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to who presents themselves in 2028 and who meets the moment. And that's the question for the American people. So do you know what they're already saying, don't you?
What?
They're already saying that, look, here he's got to have a black woman to run with him.
Of course.
That's the Democratic Party. Kamala is still there. I mean,
yeah, but she's damaged goods.
Yeah, but so is
Politically. I mean, yeah, yes, he certainly is. But and I don't believe either one of them will get the nomination. I think that would be a slam dunk for whoever it is, whether it's JD, Rubio, whoever. Trump again. Who I think it'd be a slam dunk if it was either one of those two. If they had any sense, which we know they don't, but if they had any sense, they would use these next couple of years to find someone who can at least appear to be moderate. That's their only way that they have a shot.
Well, the Democrats are already saying that if Mondami pulls this off in New York, that two things will happen. One, other blue cities will fall like dominoes to communism, and that he would be the number one candidate then in 28. That's what they're already saying, okay? But then again, they're Democrats, right?
Yeah, no, I don't. That doesn't hold any water to me, because that you're doing this in New York. If he were to pull it off in a red state, in a red city, then yeah, maybe I might be a little worried. But no, this is New York. I mean, whoever the Democrat is on the ticket is most likely going to be your next mayor.
Okay, so now, let me ask you this, because do you think that if New York falls, that they will, like dominoes, fall the other blue cities to communists?
I don't think like dominoes, but I mean it's kind of been the trend. I mean, look at what's going on in Chicago. Look what's going on in L.A. I mean, you've got these social. I mean, the Cleveland, you know, Mayor Bibb. You know, yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of these socialist leaning Democrats already in place. You know, these blue cities they vote whoever the Democrat is. That's it. So whoever gets propped up gets kind of put in. They get installed.
Do you think the things that they stand for are really dumb?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I never vote blue.
Then why don't you call them Democrats like I do?
I don't know. I really should.
Yeah, everybody out there should do that. They should call them Democrats, because they're really doing dumb things, okay?
I usually just say idiot, but
they want to be called. Now, what you're saying is that, like, in Chicago and Minneapolis, that they're actually communist, but they're communists, but they're running as Democrats. They're calling themselves Democrats. They're not calling themselves Democrats. I do that, but
yeah.
But they're actually really not the old Democrats, but they're actually communists.
Yeah, yeah. They've hijacked the Democrat Party. That's pretty much what's happened. These socialists have hijacked the Democrat Party. The lunatic fringe on the left have hijacked the entire party. And that's exactly why we have this shutdown. And it's been spoken, it's been leaked out that other Democrats that were considering just voting for this to keep the government open fear that loud lunatic fringe.
You know, it's an interesting thing because of all the people that have come out and said, you know, really, really disrespectful and things about Charlie Kirk, mm-hmm. and, you know, his assassination, very bizarre things. Did you know that the two most common professions have been judges and school teachers?
Yeah.
Judges, yeah, the majority of these people that have come out and made these stupid statements. Here in Ohio, for example, you have a Judge Ted Berry, a municipal judge for Hamilton County, is closer to being removed from the bench for social media posts celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk.
Good, get him out. No business being a judge.
Thanks to a resolution filed by state representatives, among his other comments, Berry declared, with a clown emoji, "Rest in hatred, oh boy, and division." He also claimed that Kirk spewed hate and division. It sounds exactly like that's what that judge is doing to me, does it not?
Yeah, yeah, and all the ones that post things like this or say things like this, they can never give you an example.
Then that judge went on to say, how's he feel about gun violence and gun control mm-hmm. in hell? Oh, boy. That wasn't smart.
Nope.
That was just that. He goes on to say, believe it or not, State Rep. Adam Matthews, one of the Republicans who introduced the resolution to remove Berry, has shared screenshots of the judge's remarks from his own Facebook page. Matthews spoke with the Daily Signal about the resolution, which he initiated with State Representative D.J. Swearingen, a fellow Republican. "We have given the judge more than a month," Matthews reminded, having called for Berry to resign September 12th, and now to defend the courts that trust that the people must have in them with an unbiased judiciary. "We are moving forward with a process to remove the judge as outlined by the Ohio Constitution." Good. Good. And there was another one who was a school teacher. And
was this the one in Chicago?
Well, let me see. I'm looking here.
The one who was caught on video pointing to her neck. And I mean, there's so many different examples. And you're right, though. A lot of school teachers. And it's really, really sad. Like, how could anyone feel comfortable with someone who glorifies an assassination like that in charge of their children? Regardless, even whether you're on the right or left, Republican or Democrat, how can you feel good about someone, you know, being in charge of children like that? It's disgusting.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it is. It's really disgusting when they're telling the kids what a wonderful thing it was that somebody killed him.
Yeah.
And so now about Fetterman. Fetterman is coming out. There's a lot of the whispering going on out there is that Fetterman may be ready to switch parties.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so. If anything, he would go independent. I don't think he would switch to Republican. I think he would go independent and continue his point of view, continue voting the way that he normally would. As he says, he puts country over party, which I applaud. Is exactly what you should be doing. But I don't think he'd swing over to Republican.
Okay, so. Now, the Republicans are talking about invoking the nuclear option, which they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And Fetterman is saying, do it. Nuke them.
Yeah.
And so now he keeps saying about how he has many good friends that are Republicans, and mm-hmm. they're good and decent people.
Yeah, he said he's the only Democrat in his family, he said.
Yeah, and so... Well, we'll see what happens, because, again, the chatter has it. He's about ready to switch. We'll be back right after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This world is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. That'll happen. That will happen some fine day when I fly away. There you go. Boy, it'll all be over with then. No more Democrats to deal with. It'll be wonderful.
It will be. It really will be.
Well, let's open the phone lines and find out how many stupid people are in New York, if the fact the majority of them are the smart people not saying anything and they're waiting to the election day to run down and vote. We'll find out. So the phone lines are open now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right, calls are already coming in, and look who we have. Who would have thought? Clifford!
Yeah, hi. It's incredible that 62,000 commercial licenses issued in California without a road test.
Yeah, and those people, they're on our highways up here in Ohio. I mean, they're all over the country, and boy, there was some horrible, horrible. In fact, I'm looking at right now, here in front of me, is one of those. It's a picture of Harjinder Sinai. He's the one that killed those three people, in that when he tried to make a U-turn with his semi, had no driver's license. Or he had a CDC license, but didn't speak English and couldn't read any of the signs. And so, unbelievable.
Really putting innocent people, in further jeopardy, for sure. You know, but chaos. There's two things I want to bring up quickly. The Sergeant Reports podcast, one episode back, at the beginning of it, they have a clip where they took seven people that got leukemia from the Pfizer shot compared to seven people or a group of people, didn't give the amount, that got leukemia that did not take any shots. And it's a different strands of leukemia. That's creepy. You know, it's got like four different other mechanisms of a leukemia with the Pfizer shot that were not found with the usual leukemia. But within that, they suggest for the heavy metals such as graphene oxide to do the earthing, getting the negatively charged electrons in the body. Just, you had mentioned that previously, the idea of sitting in a chair barefoot and putting it on the grass. I guess you have to take the rubber soles off, but there's an article I was looking at on the web. This claims that can help with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and diabetes. So that's kind of something that's interesting. But I guess about New York, it's kind of between a rock and a hard place. You've got Cuomo, who's a genocidal freak mass murderer, in the mix. You've got Curtis, who's got a brain in his head and actually cares. And then you've got this guy that's right out of 1984, witnessed by, he wants these government-owned groceries. And a big part of New York City is these eateries. For example, a lot of them are owned by women owners, you know, different pastries, different eateries, from of all types. So, Chinatown, you've got all these different foreigners that have their different restaurants, and it's illogical.
Well, wait a minute. Well, think about this for a minute. Like in California, and you remember in California when they wouldn't burn back the fire lines, and they let the brush go, they let it become very dangerous, and then the fires were set, and the fires burned down all of those big, beautiful homes that many of them weren't insured. And here, Newsom's friends were able to pick up that property for pennies on the dollar. I mean, buy all that, they burnt out, they bought all that land. Now,
it's amazing here, how that works.
Yeah, and in New York here now, when you got all this business and when they don't want any private ownership of homes, people are moving out. They just want to get out of there, out of the city before he gets in there, and they'll be selling their property cheap. You don't suppose that Mondumi, who's very, very wealthy, and his pals aren't planning on picking up that property for pennies on a dollar?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, too, because you devalue when you just make it a sanctuary city. Basically, people initially paid a lot of money for some of these properties, commercial including, and you're devaluing that. By you know, flooding hotels with people that are just—it's like a Mad Max picture. So you're actually devaluing the surrounding property and the businesses massively.
Yeah, I gotta go because I got I have a full board lit up. The whole board is.
Yeah, so it's right out of the novel 1984. It's the same playbook. He must have read the novel. All right. Okay. Thanks.
All right, Cliff.
Thanks.
All right, let's stay in New York since you asked for New York callers. We've got Vera on line five. Vera.
Hey, Vera. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. And how are you doing?
I'm okay. You was calling about New York voters. Half of them is stupid. You right.
Yeah.
They are dumb.
Yeah.
I left the plantation many, many years ago. So I don't really belong to any party. When I vote for God and country.
Amen.
I've been voting since I was 17 years old. This is the first year I am not voting.
Oh.
And the reason that I'm not going to vote, I cannot vote for a communist. I can't vote for a baby killer, which is Cuomo. And I cannot vote for Curtis because he cares more about saving cats than babies. That's why I'm not voting. So that's
I can't blame you. I can't blame you. I would probably have to do the same thing, you know.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to vote. But a lot of Jewish people is voting for Mondami. You'll be shocked to find out how many rabbis are endorsing him. So that's happening here. A lot of the stuff that they don't talk, that you don't hear about, but a lot of them is endorsing them. And a lot of Jewish people are voting for this man.
Well, the thing of it is the most anti-Semitic people there are apostate Jews, the ones that the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus describes, you know, going like Korah with Moses and those that, they're
self-hating Jews. I have a lot of Jewish friends, and I'm surprised by it. These are people I worked with many, many years in politics, and I'm surprised that they are self-hating Jews. So I think those are the ones you're talking about. Those are the ones who, you know, send money to Palestine, and they don't support Israel, and they out there marching.
I saw them. Jews,
these people I've been knowing for years. So I had to separate from them now because this is big separation between people. You find out these people that I'm like, how could you do that? How could you? So now I'm finding out from my friend next door who's Jewish. He said, "Vera, they self-hating Jews."
The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in how many of his ways?
Oh, many, many ways.
All right,
Pastor Ernie. But it's not going to affect me because, you know, I live in God's economy. So I don't have any fear about what's going on. And I do believe that what's going on with Tisha James, I think I told you this before, when she said she marched into the abortion clinic and privately aborted her baby. Remember when you used to say God would not be mocked? Well, look at her and look at Cuomo. He lit up the Empire State Building. Remember when he did that?
Oh, yeah.
And you remember Mayor Adams, abortion on demand?
I've
been watching them go down. So, you know, so that's pretty much, I think, that's what's happening. They're being judged by God.
Well, they better, I think they better repent, or there's going to be a much harder judgment coming. I got to move on, Vera. The whole board's lit up.
But I just wanted to get that. I wanted to get that in, okay? Because I haven't called you in a while. Okay. Bye bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Let's go out to Massachusetts.
Yeah, we got Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you're in the air.
Ah, thank you very much, Pastor Sanders. Pastor, this EBT apocalypse that's coming up on Friday, unless Congress can pull a rabbit out of their hat or use the nuclear option, this catastrophe, when EBT cardholders and WIC and SNAP are not able to get their food, do their mischief, this is going to be used to break down America. This is a pattern of communist revolution on American soil. And then to have the counter response of people from the suburbs fire back with firearms against these people, this is right out of the Matt Bracken essay, When the Music Stops, from 2012, former Navy SEAL and historian. That's what you're dealing with here. It is obvious. This has nothing to do with end-day Bible prophecy. This is a communist revolution, and somebody's going to win, either us or the communists. Massachusetts is already done. Tell me what you think, Pastor, and I'll hear your answer off here. Thank you very much.
All righty. Okay, thanks. What I think is this, that you're right, it's a communist revolution, but the Bible prophesized all of that is spoken of in the Bible. You remember, communism is simply a sect of, or a type of Satanism. Everything that under what communism teaches is anti-God. Okay. In fact, as we go on through this week, I'm going to be reading some of what Karl Marx says and Lenin. And you see that the Democratic Party basically have become the party of Satan. We have time for one more phone call. Who do we have next?
Next up is Ray in Philly.
Let's go to Philly with Ray. Hey, Ray, you're in the air.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very, very interesting times coming upon us. Just a couple quick things. One, New Jersey, Chitterelli needs to win and win big. And then if Andami wins in New York, we better all hope that he fails worse than Adams has failed. And as far as what's going on with the political parties right now, and please tell your previous caller, please tell her to vote for Curtis Sliwa, no matter how much she dislikes him, because a no vote is a vote for Mondami. And there's a continuing resolution on the table. Democrats refuse to sign it. They want this to happen so bad to destroy this country. It's amazing what's going on. I can't believe how bad things are. And as far as the Federal Reserve Chairman, he needs to go because he hates Donald Trump and he wants to see the country fail too. So that's all I have to say right now.
Well, you said it very, very well, and I agree with what you said there. It's
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Bye now. You know what time it is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go into the most important part of this radio program. We've been talking about, I was talking about today, when I had the opportunity to lead Dennis to the Lord out there, and I told Dennis, and you know, this is going to be the most important thing that you ever did. And you know, when we went into his office, you would know that, I mean, the opposition, the devil did not want him to pray that prayer. All kinds of things started happening, but he stood, he didn't move, he stayed right in there with all of the things that try to interfere with that. And he prayed the sinner's prayer, and he asked the Lord into his heart. And folks, again, that's the one thing, more than any other thing, that the opposition does not want you to do. The devil does not want you to do that. And you know what, I'm going to do this, okay, because Pastor Hal was complaining. Sometimes he just complains. anyhow, he said, you gotta say it, and you gotta have people say it with you. So I'm gonna do this, okay? You just listen and repeat after me. If you don't know what to do or how to do it, just repeat after me tonight. Now, remember, the important thing is this. that you believe. See, the one thing you can believe in, the one thing that's more sure than anything else in the world is belief. And this, but God says you must have that. Faith without works is gone. You have to have belief. So just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you this night, Father, a sinner. According to thy perfect truth, I deserve hellfire because my sins, it were my sins that put God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon that cross. He took my place, substitutionary death. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. And he wouldn't have had to do that had it not been for the sins of the world. But right now, Father, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. The Lord Jesus says you must repent. You must repent. And I'm asking you, Father God, to forgive me of those sins, knowing that God always honors those that are abiding and in compliance with his word. And so, right now, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, completely and totally, without any reservations. And again, I know that you will honor that commitment, because God, who cannot lie, the greatest source of truth that has existed, the most powerful thing in the world, is the Word of God. And right now, I'm in compliance and obedience. And right now, I'm asking Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. And I know that I have to put you number one. And right now, I know that I become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir, a joint heir of the kingdom. And I know now that I will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. And now use me, I pray, in a way that is honoring, glorifying. And again, thank you. I'm out of time for tonight, so as we get to this point, like every night we do, we want to say thanks for being here, and I want to say good night.
Good night.
You want to say God bless, all of you, and here Ken wants to go home, and we got to say always, always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight. The fight. Fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.